It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Today we're talking theater, but first we're talking theater space. Off-Broadway's signature theater company, founded in 1991, devotes full seasons of works to living American playwrights. They are unveiling a new home. Charles, tell us about this place.
Well, it's very impressive. It's called the Pershing Square Signature Center, and it's been designed by Frank Gehry. It's on 42nd and 10th, which is a bit down the street, basically, from where they were before. But it's got three new theaters and a huge cafe, and it's actually quite a spectacular space.
How does it change, or does it change, Signature's mission?
Well, obviously, they're expanding because they came from, you know, one space to three spaces. And this season, for the first time, they're devoting part of their season, anyway, to a playwright who is non-American, Athol Fugard. And they're opening the season with a production of his 1961 play, Blood Knot.
Blood Knot is directed by Fugard himself, and there are a couple of notable actors in the central roles, Scott Shepard and Coleman Domingo. The plot, and then tell us about these performers.
Well, the play is set in 1961 in a sort of a shack where both brothers live, and what, of course, strikes you at first is that they look very different. They had the same mother but two different fathers. One is very fair-skinned and has been able to leave home and sort of pass for white for many years, and one is very dark-skinned. They're now living together, and the conflict arises between them for various reasons.
And Scott Shepard and Coleman Domingo, the actors?
Scott Shepard, most people may know from Gats. He was sort of the narrator and one of the central characters in Gats, and he comes from the Worcester Group. Coleman Domingo was nominated for a Tony this year for Scottsboro Boys, and they play the brothers, and they give very effective performances, but for me, they didn't really get into the emotional depths of the play. I think Mr. Shepard in particular comes from a more externalized kind of acting, and this really requires a little bit more emotional depth in their very complicated roles. I think it's a good production. It just disappointed me ultimately because it didn't move me as much as I'd hoped.
Apartheid's over in South Africa. Does that change the relevance of the play?
The play is really about how pernicious social forces can, you know, warp your perception of yourself, and I think that still applies today, how your identity depends on how your culture looks at you. And so I think it still has a lot of relevance. And you know, Fugard was writing under the influence of Samuel Beckett at the time, and so there's some existential dimensions to the play that come through in this production quite forcefully.
What's up next for Signature Company this season, Charles?
Well, they're returning to, I guess, what you would call home territory. They're going back to American playwrights. The next thing up is a new play by Katori Hall, who wrote The Mountaintop, which is now on Broadway. And then they are presenting a revival of Edward Albee's Lady from Dubuque, which you rarely see, and which is stars Jane Alexander, and I'm very excited about that production in particular.
Signature Theater Company's new home is the Pershing Square Signature Center. Athol Fugard's play Blood Knot is there now. And we thank for our tour and review Charles Isherwood, with whom we go around Broadway each week here on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.